Today's episode of Locked On Yankees is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gottsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. I'm a baseball writer turned podcast host, and you may have read my work at places like Baseball Prospectus, the Hardball Times, Sporting News, and the ESPN Sweet Spot blog. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. We're also on Instagram at Locked On Yankees, all one word. And you can find me on Twitter at StaceGotts. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. We're here. It is opening day. And it's happening. The weather was kind of iffy, but lineups have been posted, batting practice has happened, at least for the Yankees. Right now, the Blue Jays are having batting practice, and we're ready to go. I have quotes from Aaron Boone, Chad Green, Clint Frazier about a myriad of different things, and I have my thoughts about those quotes, and we're just going to be celebrating the fact that it's finally opening day. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the new Odyssey app, which is formerly radio.com, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. So opening day is here, finally, and there will be fans in the stands. Only about 10,000 or so, but still, it's a lot better than last season. It took a while for everyone to get used to not seeing fans in the stands and seeing all those cardboard cutouts that some of the ballparks had and hearing the fake noise coming out of the speakers where it sounded like fans were there, but it wasn't the same. And even though it's a limited capacity today at the stadium, I think the players will be a lot happier with fans in the stands. Now, of course, they'll be happier if they do well with fans in the stands, because if after all this time, Yankee fans are finally in Yankee Stadium and the Yankees don't do well on opening day, they will let them know about it. So here is your first lineup of the 2021 regular season. DJ LeMahieu at second, Aaron Judge in right, Aaron Hicks in center, Giancarlo Stanton DH, Gleyber Torres shortstop, Gio Urshela third base, Gary Sanchez, catcher, Jay Bruce first, and Clint Frazier in right field. Gerrit Cole is your starter. This is a big day for Clint Frazier, making his first opening day start as a Yankee. He had some thoughts about his journey from when he first got here, talking about the validation of being named a starter and if he's going to have nerves on opening day.
I think it would take a while for me to describe it, to be honest, you know, because it's had a lot of different kind of moments. You know, I've had a lot of really good moments. I've had moments that, you know, weren't the best. I've had an assortment of emotions, you know, that have came with being here, but that's, you know, part of the game. And ultimately, I really feel like I'm in a good spot right now going into opening day, going to get my first chance to, you know, show myself and show other people what I've wanted to do the last, you know, 4 or so years. So it feels really good going into tomorrow knowing that, you know, there's a good chance I'm going to be in that lineup and hopefully, you know, have a good game and hopefully we go out there and win. Yeah, you know, I think, you know, something that, you know, went with all the ups and downs was I had a lot of bitterness at times, you know, and I wanted to, at times I was like, am I going to play here? Am I going to play somewhere else? But in my heart and in my head, I wanted it to be here because I wanted to beat all the odds, you know, not that I'm saying I had a lot of odds against me, but I wanted to overcome this. I didn't want to be somewhere else and not be able to say like, hey, like I came through. I finally got what I wanted to get. And it feels really good knowing that right now I have finally, you know, put myself in a position to where I don't have to look over my shoulder every second wondering if I'm going to play tomorrow or the next day. And you know, hopefully I take it in stride.
Do you think there'll be nerves tomorrow?
I mean, probably, but, you know, overall, like, I wouldn't say a ton. I think it's just going to be a lot of excitement. So, yeah, good nerves, good nerves.
If you've listened to this show for a while, you know how I feel about Clint Frazier. I'm thrilled that he's getting his opportunity to be the starter in left field in Yankee Stadium on opening day. I'm excited to see what he can do over a full season. And as I said, he's batting ninth, and this is what he said about the Yankees lineup.
Yeah, you know, I would say that not too many other teams I'd be thrilled to possibly hit ninth on. You know, it's a lineup that's so deep that I am completely fine hitting wherever I am in that lineup because of the guys and what they've done, you know, in years past to be in this lineup. And it's a lot of firepower. And like I said to someone the other day, I don't know how we acquired every player that hits the ball 500 feet. So it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Then he talked about what it would be like for him to be playing in front of fans on his first opening day as a starter.
I think it's going to be exciting, you know, because I've never had the opportunity to go out there on opening day and experience that feeling. So whenever you factor in more fans than, or I guess we didn't have any fans last year, but whenever you factor in the fans, it's going to be two special feelings because I have felt a lot of support along the way, and it's a lot of fun whenever the interactions go in a positive way with those guys out there.
Everyone is excited that there will be fans, no matter how limited, in the stands today during opening day. This is what Aaron Boone had to say.
I don't know about the worst part of that. It just wasn't fans. You know, it wasn't the, you know, and even just to get a little bit of taste of that in spring training, you know, there were, you know, a couple of games where, you know, where you had a few thousand and it made a difference. It makes a difference. And, you know, however many we end up with, it was a 9 or 10,000 tomorrow. You know, 9 or 10,000 fans in the Bronx is going to be fun to experience again. I know that the players are incredibly excited to play in front of a crowd, and man, hopefully it's just the start of, you know, starting to see our attendance really grow and get our sport all the way back to where it belongs. But we're really looking forward to fans being part of it tomorrow.
This is what Chad Green had to say about opening day.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. Just especially after experiencing empty stadiums, I just think we're all excited to have that. Just whether it's 10,000 people or 5,000 people, I mean, just have somebody there to get the adrenaline going, I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun for everybody. So I think we're all looking forward to it.
In a moment, I'll have more quotes from Yankee players, and we'll be talking more about opening day. But first, this episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Locker Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite sport or team. Locker Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the league. You'll find fans just like you on Locker Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. You can even find Locked On hosts across the NBA, MLB, and NHL. I'll be joining the app soon, so be sure to get started and I'll meet you there. Go download the free Locker Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the MLB group for the latest league updates. I know you will find a ton of incredible rooms around your favorite teams and leagues. I can't wait to join you all on the app. I'll be sure to let you know once the Locked On Yankees room is live. Download the Locker Room app today. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. If you own a car, you should go to rockauto.com. Because rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. So it's not only opening day, but it's also April Fool's Day. And there are a lot of people out there who still like to pull April Fool's jokes, and a lot of people out there who believe them. There was one, I can't remember the website now, maybe bronxpinstripes.com, but they put up a blog saying that Alex Rodriguez was interested in being part owner of the Yankees, and so many people fell for it. How do you fall for something like that? Honestly, I know he was trying to buy the Mets with J-Lo, and it's a plausible story, but use your brains, people. Honestly, first of all, why would the Steinbrenners ever let A-Rod take a piece of the Yankees? I don't think they even would have allowed Jeter to take a piece of the Yankees. And Derek Jeter is the Yankees over the last 25 years. When you think of the Yankees, you think of Derek Jeter. So why on earth would anyone fall for a story like that? How could you do it? I don't get it. And it's so funny because it's usually people on Facebook, because people on Facebook will believe anything that you put up. But the reactions to the possibility of A-Rod owning the Yankees, oh, they were hilarious. I wish I could show you those reactions, but just look it up. I guess if you Google it, you'll find it, but it's hilarious. People really lost their minds. So Chad Green was asked about the possibility of being the closer today because Chapman is serving his one-day suspension for throwing at Mike Brosso. How do you say his name? Brosso? It's Brosso. I always say Brusso, but it's Brosso. Anyway, Chapman is serving his suspension for throwing at Brasso's head. And of course, Brasso got him back with the home run in game 5 because karma is a B-I-T-C-H. Here's Green on his role in the bullpen and the bullpen overall.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I think it's just a fluid situation. So I think, they haven't told me one way or the other, but I mean, I think I'll be ready for any situation. And I think our 8 guys in the bullpen, I think we'll be ready to go in any given role. So regardless of if we name a closer or whatever, I think it's just, I think guys are going to be ready to go. So I don't think it, we've had some guys who've pitched in high leverage situations before, so it's not going to be anything new. So it's just going to be guys stepping up and for a couple games until we get Chappie back.
Chad Green was also asked about how important it is for the Yankees to get off to a good start in 2021 because they're playing in division the first 15 games of the season. So that is your time to shine. This is what he said.
Yeah, I mean, I think you always want to get off to a good start. I mean, I don't think anybody starts a season and looks to say like, hey, it's okay if we get off to a slow start. I mean, I think anybody playing baseball wants to get off to a good start. So, yeah, and especially being in division just makes it more important. So, we treat every game like it's a must-win game. So, and that's what we'll do tomorrow.
Aaron Boone also had some thoughts about how important it is to get off to a good start.
They're all important. It all matters. You hope to get off to a good start. Obviously, I feel like, you know, from a spring training standpoint, and I feel like our guys are prepared and physically ready to go, and there's some comfort in that. But it's hard, you know, every game matters. It's such a long season. We certainly want to get off to that good start, especially when you're talking about division opponents who, you know, are going to be fighting tooth and nail probably with us for the division. So it's always nice to rack up as many wins as you possibly can. But that said, it's the beginning. And you know, to be a champion, to be able to go out and win this division, you've got to play pretty consistent baseball throughout the year. So a hot start, a slow start, whatever, 162, you know, is a separator. And You've got to be legit, and you got to be real if you're going to survive that grind and ultimately get yourself in the postseason. And you certainly can't do that right away, but you know, the more we can rack up along the way, the better.
As I mentioned up top, and you know, we've known this for weeks, Gerrit Cole is your opening day starter. He had some thoughts about opening day, and here they are.
Yeah, I had trouble sleeping last night, so I probably anticipated it going, you know, going to be the same thing tonight. Well, we're definitely excited and looking forward to getting the season started as soon as possible. I don't know. It's always a special day. I think because there's just a lot of different emotions. Everybody is tired of spring training, ready for opening day. Most people's families are in town, which is special. There's a lot of hope. There's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of projections. There's a lot of baseball out in front of you. And, you know, you've prepared up to this point. And there's nothing else, you know, you just want the gates to open and you want it to start. So it's always an exciting day. It's an important day, but it's the first of many. So
then he was asked about what it was like pitching in empty ballparks last season. And this is what he had to say.
I mean, it was a bit surreal at first. And then it, you know, it became kind of standard operating procedure. There were, you know, more important things that we needed to focus on. And it was, you know, I think we said it a bunch at this point, you know, it was something that you didn't really realize would have as much of an impact as it did. And I think that we're more grateful for to be able to share this experience with the fans, going forward. It's something that, you know, I'll always remember. And it'll, you know, every time I see a fan or sign an autograph for a kid, I'll remember at one point this was taken away from us. And so, you know, it's very gratifying to know that they're going to be back.
I'm just happy that opening day is happening because the weather was kind of iffy here in New York. I know that the game up in Fenway was canceled because the bad weather we had, they had, but a little worse apparently because Fenway couldn't get ready for the game today. So they just canceled it, which is why they always have that off day between opening day and the second day of, or the second game of the season. I know a lot of people don't like that day off because you wait so long for baseball to start and you have opening day. And depending on how your team does, you're either really pumped up or you're slightly disappointed because they didn't open up on a high note. But you still want to see another game of baseball, and then you're let down because you have to wait another day. But that is why that day is there. In a moment, I'll share some stories about opening days from the past. I'm lucky enough to have attended a bunch of them. But first, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action, including baseball. You can bet on the NBA, you can bet on college basketball, you can bet on the NHL, you can also bet on award shows, TV shows, and reality TV. I watched The Masked Singer last night, and I wonder if there are odds on that show. I have to check, but I'm assuming there are. On BetOnline, you get real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. It has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. We've been telling you about Built Bar, the best-tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is the incredible, low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, amazing-tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now is the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. And today's matchup is the championship between Coconut Brownie Chunk and Cookie Dough Chunk. I love the coconut brownie chunk. I've been saying this for a while now. Mint brownie is my all-time favorite, but coconut brownie chunk is right up there. It is incredible. It's one of those Built Bars that tastes so much like a candy bar that you think you're eating something bad for you. I have not tried the cookie dough chunk, but I'm imagining something really tasty. So go to BuiltBar.com or go to bar_built on Twitter to vote. Remember to use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That's LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com and check back to see who won the championship and who became the best-tasting protein bar. If you're the type of baseball fan that can't help but get giddy over prospects, we have the podcast for you. Locked On MLB Prospects, hosted by minor league play-by-play voice Aram Layton, is the only daily podcast devoted entirely to the stars of tomorrow. Follow Locked On MLB Prospects on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. This whole episode has been about opening day and people's thoughts about opening day, and here are my thoughts about opening day. I loved going to opening day. Now, I haven't been to an opening day since 2011. It's been a while, and I miss it a lot. I used to take days off from work to go to opening day, or if I couldn't take a day off from work, I would get to work early, work 4 hours until about 12, take the train from NBC up to the Bronx, go to the game, then go back to work, work another 4 hours so I would get my 8 hours in. I only had to do that, I think, once or twice. Every other opening day, I was able to take off and go. There have also been times where opening day has been delayed either from rain or snow, and I've had to reschedule opening day. Actually, the last opening day at the old stadium was rescheduled because it rained like crazy opening day 2008. We were sitting there for hours listening to rain-themed songs until they finally postponed the game for the next night. In 2003, opening day was delayed because of a snowstorm. Then when we went in the next day, it was freezing because it was still damp from the snow falling, and it was 36 degrees at start time, and it was chilly. I've told this story before, but I was dressed as if I were competing in the Iditarod. I still had my cold weather clothes from when I went to school upstate in Oswego because I was right in the middle of Lake Effect Snowland where it would snow from October to May. I had a down coat. I had layers on underneath. I had a hat on underneath my hood from my coat. I had my scarf wrapped around my head. At one point, they showed me on the Diamond Vision at the stadium. And you couldn't even see my eyes. You just saw my scarf, my hood, and my hat because I was so bundled up. The funny part about that day was my father, who was in the Army in Alaska in the mid-60s, was just wearing a leather bomber jacket. No gloves, no hat, no scarf, sitting there as if 36 degrees felt like 75 degrees. I thought I was going to die that day. He was just lounging like there was no issue. That was the infamous Matsui hitting a grand slam in his opening day, or his Yankee Stadium debut, because opening day that year, I told the story yesterday, was March 31st, 2003, when Derek Jeter had his shoulder separated. I'm trying to think of other funny opening days. Oh, I've told this story, but I'll tell it again. 2002, the first year of Yes. Cablevision wasn't carrying Yes because Jim Dolan is a brat and didn't want to... Well, I mean, he didn't want to support Yes because they were taking the Yankee games away from MSG. And the entire game, people were starting Cablevision sucks chants, which I thought was really funny. I also found it highly amusing because I lived in Staten Island at the time and had Time Warner, and I could watch Yes. My poor brother and father were up here in Rockland, had Cablevision, and missed that entire season. Or almost that entire season. That was also the opening day when the security guard wasn't going to let me in with my work bag because it was slightly too big to be let in because it was 2002. Security was ramped up after 9/11. So what we did was I had another purse with me. I was able to dump all of my contents from my work bag into my actual purse, which was the perfect size to get into the stadium. My dad took my work bag, folded it up, stuck it under his jacket in his back and walked into the stadium with the bag. And then when we left the stadium, I walked out with my work bag, which was slightly obnoxious of me, but I wasn't leaving my work bag anywhere. Opening day 2009, I had just been laid off by NBC a couple of months before, and I had a big fat severance check. So I decided to get a Legends seat for opening day. Now, I didn't do anything crazy. I didn't, you know, buy a $2,000 ticket behind home plate, though it was tempting. I bought a ticket just past third base, fourth row, section 027, and I didn't know how the new stadium operated, so I was trying to get down there from the, you know, main concourse, and I looked around and I asked a girl wearing a Yankee Stadium polo and khakis, and I said, I'm trying to get down there. How do I do that? And she said, oh, you have to go through the special suite entrance. And I thought, okay, I have no idea what you're talking about. And she walked me to where I had to go. I walked into the Legends suite. There was a girl wearing a lovely suit describing everything that you get in the Legends seat. You have access to the restaurant, to the bar. You can order things from your seat. You could order a jersey from your seat. There was a menu that not only had food on it, but you could order from the team store. I did not order from the team store that day. I did order, they were kind of like chips, but fries with some sort of cheese on them. They were pretty good. And I felt, it was very funny. I couldn't really concentrate too much on the game because it was my first time in the new stadium. I hadn't gone to the exhibition games that had happened a couple of weeks before. So I was just walking around and looking at everything in awe. And when I was sitting there, I hadn't sat that close to the field in years. And to be in the new stadium, I remember it was a gorgeous day out, sunny, 65. It was almost like the perfect day for baseball. And I barely paid attention. Plus, you know, I was meeting up with people because everyone and their mother was at opening day. So I met up with a couple of friends. At one point, I met up with two of my friends. And before we knew it, the Indians had scored 10 runs and we had no idea how it happened because we were all exploring the new stadium. And I remember even thinking that day, people aren't going to watch baseball here. They're just going to be walking around because it's so new and sparkly. I remember being in awe of how clean the bathroom floors were because if you were at the old stadium toward the end, no amount of scrubbing would clean those floors. It was disgusting. So anyway, those are my opening day stories. We're here. It's opening day 2021. Gerrit Cole on the mound. Clint Frazier making his first opening day start against the Blue Jays. Should be a good one. For now, that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can listen to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the new Odyssey app, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB Prospects. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy opening day, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.